Y'all heard?
One, two, three. Hey,
Hey, everybody.
This is Y'all
Y'all
Heard,
heard.
a podcast where me, Marissa Phillips,
and me, Pete Phillips, are not related.
We're two friends that brave the intellectual elements to take you on a journey where the treasure of knowledge lies at the end.
In other words, we're not related. No.
Yeah. Isn't that
We
supposed to
tell
go
you
there?
things you didn't know you needed to know.
Oh, yeah. I got confused. I even thought not related went next.
I just want to say thank you for taking that one for me.
You're welcome. You could give them to me anytime you want. I want as little notice as possible so they could be horrible.
Okay. Okay. I was thinking that.
Yeah. That how horrible it was?
No. That I probably gave you too much notice by giving you 10 minutes notice.
Yeah, it's more fun when you give me none. How are you? Or tell me a thing. But not too much because people hate when we talk about ourselves.
I thought this is really funny. And I feel like it's important to say that everybody who I'm going to talk about in this story is white.
Okay.
But my mom has really hot takes, and sometimes they're like funny.
Oh no.
So we were at church and sitting behind this family. And when we left church, my mom was like, "Why do people have to have hair that curly?"
What is that? What? Wait.
And they just had really curly hair.
Okay.
And it was like tight curls where it looked like it would probably be hard to manage.
Wait, was it a what? And I'm not saying your mother was necessarily meant anything, but I'm just wondering, is it a white person with curly hair, or like a naturally, like, is it a textured hair, or black or brown person?
No. Everybody's white.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you did say that. Got it. Got it.
And I was like, "What do you? Why do people have to do that to their hair?" Like, mom, they just have curly hair. Yeah, but you can't tell me that's on purpose.
What? Does your mother not know there are different hair types?
I just so thought weird. It was funny and stupid because, yeah, part of me was like, and there, I feel like there was another thing that was going on where it's like, you know how you have somebody that you could say stuff to, and it's like, well, they'll always be on my side.
Yeah.
And I feel like I shut my mom down because I was just like, what are you talking about? They have curly hair.
Yeah, I kind of like when moms say unhinged things as long as they're not really problematic.
Yes, that is why I prefaced it with everybody being white.
Yeah, thank you. Because I missed that part. I was like, whoa. Is that your story?
Otherwise, what's something unhinged that your mom said recently?
Oh, I don't know. I can't. It's not even that it was so bad. I don't.
You just have
so
to
much.
Let them go. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't remember them from one moment to the next. I will say, sometimes when you like make fun of my mom a little bit, she gets it. Sometimes she doesn't get it. And my mother has so many takes about the house we're going to eventually be moving into. That my husband changed the Wi-Fi password to House of Marisol, but it Casa de Marisol in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, she's either going to find that really funny or be really uncomfortable. Guess we'll find out.
That's cool you have Wi-Fi, though.
Yeah, she has a lot of takes, though. We have this, like, this is just me saying how I am because I don't want to talk about how I am. Not because I'm horrible, because there's nothing interesting.
I do have at least one question about how you are.
Okay. You can ask it after I say this very unnecessary piece of information. My husband has one of those like over the door basketball hoops and he uses it like every day for like 10 minutes a day. It's like a part of his day because he doesn't play video games anymore.
Is it 10 minutes straight?
Sometimes. Depends.
Okay.
Anyway, my mother goes, "You're not going to bring that basketball in the new house, that basketball hoop in the new house, are you?" And I was like, of course I am. She's like, "That's going to look horrible." But I was like, mind your business. My father got inspired by Aaron. He's like, "That looks fun."
Yeah.
So my father got one for his house. And it was
controversial.
Probably
has to take it down at the end
well,
of every day.
This, very controversial thing. My mother said something about it, which I'm going to repeat. It wasn't that terrible, but it's just whatever. My mother insulted it, and then it vanished. So my father said, "Your mother." He didn't even tell me. He told Aaron someone just threw away my basketball hoop, and then Aaron goes, "Yeah, your father said someone threw away his basketball hoop." And I'm like, "What the fuck?" So I call the house. I'm like, "Dad, what happened?" He's like, "Your mother threw out my basketball hoop." So then I go, "Mom, why would you throw out my father's basketball hoop? It brings him joy." She goes, "I didn't throw that out. I just said I hated it. I didn't throw it out. My brother got rid of it because he thought it didn't look right either." Let these people live. My God.
I mean, I guess it depends on where you put it, but, you know, it's his damn house.
Yeah, it's his house. I just feel so bad for my father sometimes. Anyway.
All right, I think we should take all the Patreon money and buy your dad one that can go in the driveway.
Yeah. See, we have one in the driveway, but there's grass behind it. So if you get a hoop,
it rolls
down to the grass. Yeah, that's, so I don't know. But
that's how mine was growing up, too.
Yeah. I'm sorry, did you have a question for me also?
Did you fit the couches?
Yes, we did.
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah, they're okay. Yeah, I thought I was just going to give up and never go to my new house. But I think all the furniture will fit. I think we'll be okay. Good. We might need to put our Peloton directly in front of the washing machine. Like, directly. Like, in the laundry room. I might need to Peloton with my knees mere inches from the laundry machine. But other than that, I think everything else will fit.
Would you be facing the laundry machine?
No, I would just be parallel.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, it'd be funnier the other way. I know I said it that way. Anyway.
I imagined first that you would be, like, pedaling away from it.
So, that would be fun, too. So let's hear your themed icebreaker. Mine was just going to be kind of like slightly negative, so we'll go with yours.
So, Marissa, this is going to be a pretty vast question because you have a breadth of things to work with. So you can put your own limitations on here if it makes it easier for you. Okay. But have you seen that movie?
Whoa, I feel like no.
I can't remember what the fuck it's called now.
What happens in it?
Oh. Hey, Marissa.
Okay, you don't have to start alone.
Have you seen that movie Limitless with Bradley Cooper where he takes a pill?
No.
It's an old movie. It's been out for so long and people reference it, so I thought maybe you had.
I know what it is, though.
So it's the story is he takes this pill and he can just do a whole bunch more stuff. Like, he's just on alert. Now, you can't take a pill and have all of the powers that his character had, but you could take a pill and at least one part of your life could be like enhanced. What part of your life would you want to take a pill to enhance?
Okay. I have three possible answers, but they're all short. One, I would either take it to be super awake during the hours I'm supposed to be awake because that's a struggle. One. Two, I don't know what the opposite of anxiety is, but I would like to enhance whatever the opposite of anxiety is. My calm? Have calm. Mega calm. Actually, yeah.
But not so calm you'll fall asleep.
I just want mega peace. Mega peace. And I don't like this. I feel like this is almost like I'm wasting it because I don't even want to do this. But I guess I could be like, oh, real good at driving. Anyway, how about
I don't
you?
Know if I don't know if I support that one because if you took a pill that made you really good at driving, you'd have to have pills to come home, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, what if the pill ran out while you were driving?
Oh. Okay, so how about, I want a pill to make me mega peaceful.
I like it.
Okay, how about you?
I was thinking of, like, I was also thinking of, like, social stuff. But ultimately, I don't know exactly what you would call this. And maybe it's because I'm cheating and trying to get two things at once. But I would like to, like, retain information and remember things better, which is probably just like a normal thing.
Okay. Yeah.
But I just think sometimes, like, have you ever like read 5 pages of a book and you just don't even remember doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like that sort of thing where it's like, I wish I could actually like absorb information and keep it in my head for like longer than 30 seconds.
Wait, how did you combine things? That's is fine.
Well, I guess I was coming at it from two ways, but in the end I kind of, yeah, got them on the same track. But the other one was just like memory stuff. Like people ask me stuff all the time and they're like, so how did you fix that thing last week? And I'm like, how the hell should I know?
If a young person's listening to this, and I assume not really, you might be like, wow, you're really wasting those powers. And I would be like, just waste your old, you bitch.
Yeah, go ahead. And I mean, hey, you want to take a pill and have a boner for 6 hours? Go for that too, if you want. But we're old enough that we need to remember things and we need to not feel anxiety as much.
I feel like even if I was
these
young,
things
I would
are
just
more important than boners.
Yeah, I would feel like I would still want the anxiety one when I was young. Unless I got a pill to make me like super hot when I went to the club.
Because in a way, if you're not riddled with anxiety, you might get a boner.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, can't wait to hear your topic.
Speaking of boners.
Ooh, I hope it's about boners.
So I heard about today's topic quite by accident. I was listening to old episodes of a podcast that I like, and they were doing news on this in 2023. And that's when it was just a gleam in the eye of Australian businessman Aaron D'Souza. But now the inaugural event itself is happening next month in May. I guess I should say just in May, because I don't know when you're going to listen.
Are we talking about boners?
No, we're not.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
The Boner Olympics.
I don't know. Isn't Australia where they have puppetry of the penis?
They have what of a penis?
Puppetry of the penis. You've never heard
puppetry.
Of
puppetry. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, continue. I mean, that definitely 100% puppetry of the penis exists. I just thought Australia was where it was known to be, but I could be wrong. Continue.
She's going to have the greatest like sex-related show one day. Because you guys remember last week, she had the corkscrew penis. And
Yeah.
No, Marissa, today we are going to talk about the event and the controversy surrounding the Enhanced Games. Marissa, have you heard of the Enhanced Games?
Oh, is that like fucking Olympics where you're allowed to fucking like have fucking, I don't know why I said fuck so much. I'm sorry. Because I think I like have disdain for it. The Olympics where you're allowed to like fucking juice and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have massive amount of disdain for that.
Let me tell you their explanation, which is, you know, If we want to hear both sides of the story, Marissa.
I don't, but go ahead.
The Enhanced Game is a global annual competition that celebrates human potential through safe, transparent enhancement, offering fair play, record pay, and unmatched athlete care. So
hey,
yeah.
So they're going to, you have to have like very closely monitored juicing.
Pretty much. It's not like it doesn't. I mean, I guess if you wanted to do it yourself, you could. But part of what they're providing the athletes who participate is, I guess, consultation with some of these elite doctors on their team, these biohackers.
I fucking hate when people talk about hacking in their own health or body.
The company says, our vision is to create the definitive scientific, cultural, and sporting movement that safely evolves mankind into a new superhumanity.
I hate you.
The Enhanced Games do not, Marissa, endorse the indiscriminate use of restricted substances. We advocate for safe, responsible, and clinically supervised use of performance enhancements. According to the BBC, participants are permitted to use some substances that are banned from other sports, but cocaine and heroin are among those that are banned even from the enhanced games.
I mean, that's it, though? You can use, like, fucking meth or whatever?
I think meth would probably be on the list, too.
Yeah, okay, it's the fact you only said that. I don't know.
I can't imagine you'd perform better on any of these if you were on meth.
That's the only two things you said.
Okay. Hey, those are the only two things that the BBC listed.
That's weird.
So, D'Souza's idea has been backed by, this should not surprise you. So, here's...
It's been backed by what? Tech bros?
That's one of them. Yeah. So here's what happened. They had this thing, right? This guy's Australian, and they had this idea of doing these enhanced Olympics. And then they were like, well, where should we have them? Because they kind of have been saying, we're going to do it next year for the past probably like 4 or 5 years. But it's actually happening this year. And when... I hate to say it this way, but it is actually true. When Donald Trump won the election, they were like, we can do this shit in America now. So he's been backed by a venture capital fund, which includes Donald Trump Jr.
Oh, God.
And billionaire entrepreneur and PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel, who's also a questionable kind of guy.
Yeah, of course.
The Enhanced Games is valued at $1.2 billion, Marissa, and it hasn't even happened yet.
Good for them.
They are apparently awarding at least one $1 million prize to a competitor as well. So, I don't know, Marissa, you're not a fan of this?
No!
How come?
Because it's cheating and it doesn't really show, really impressive human skill, because you can just chalk things up to performance enhancement. I know you can't chalk everything up to it, but it feels like cheating. Also, like, who are these people? were they drugging themselves already, or are they gonna start drugging themselves for this? Because I don't want anything that's gonna like make people who weren't doing this formally like start doing it just so they could get the money.
No, yeah, they are all professional athletes before participating.
No, I didn't think they were professional athletes, but were they professional athletes who were taking performance-enhancing drugs? You know what I mean? I don't expect you to have the answer, but I'm just saying, like...
I would say some are.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's bad look, in my opinion. Because whatever, a doctor is watching you. Medicine is fallible. There's no way you could tell me that putting a bunch of shit in your body is like actively like good for you 100%. Like,
this is great, Marissa. I'm happy to hear your opinion on this, because you are unfortunately a victim of colonialist thinking.
What?
I'll explain that a little later. But I will tell you what these hot takes from D'Souza that came from Wikipedia.
At least a person of color has the opinion that you're going to explain to me later, right? If it's a white person, I'll kill you.
Athletes are adults, and they have the right to do with their body what they wish. My body, my choice. Your body, your choice.
No, I don't disagree. I don't disagree at all. I just don't think there should be like a specific... like multi-million dollar competition that's going to incentivize people doing that. I don't care if people juice. That has nothing to do with me. I just don't want to like promote it.
No government, no paternalistic sports federation should be making these decisions for athletes, particularly around products that are already FDA regulated and approved. So they're products that are approved by the FDA, but not allowed to use in competition.
Okay, I'm sorry. You know what?
Quick question, Marissa. Do you know who runs the FDA right now?
Someone terrible.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
Yeah, okay.
RFK Jr.
Oh, see, okay. Yeah, that was going to be my guess. I just want to let you guys know, sometimes I really need to sit, actually, all the time. When someone asks me my opinion, I don't give my opinion immediately, like, on, like, complex issues. I usually need to sit with it and think. So you know, am I forming my opinions on the fly? Yes. Might I say something stupid? Yes. So give me a pass. But like, I don't know. It's just like, let's say there's an alternative to the Olympics and you're allowed to use performance enhancement drugs. And you know, that's one thing. Like, meaning it could be performance versus non-performance. It's your choice. But the one that it's like, to be in this, you got to juice up. Just, I don't know. It seems reckless.
See, this is interesting because some athletes are deciding to participate clean.
Oh, so you can. I thought you had.
So you could actually watch this and have somebody to root for.
Okay, because I thought you had to be taking performance enhancement drugs to be in this.
No.
So I actually am not as upset.
You're allowed to. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not as upset. I thought it was a prerequisite that you juice. Yeah, no, I don't love it, but
sorry, son, your piss is too clean. Get out of here.
I don't love it, but I'm less outraged, if that makes sense.
D'Souza says, if we cut out all the waste, the layers of bureaucracy, the needless building of infrastructure, this event, the Enhanced Games, can be delivered for virtually nothing. And we can use all the surplus profits to pay the athletes and invest in research and development, build better and better technology, and build a bigger and bigger event.
I mean, I still hope it didn't come nowhere near the Olympics, because the Olympics is like super impressive because they're all doing it clean.
The closest that they're – that's the thing. Somebody early on called it, yeah, like the steroid Olympics or something like that. And it's really stuck with it. But the only thing that feels Olympic about it to me is that it's international competitors.
Yeah, okay.
But it's not somebody from every country or anything like it's not nearly as organized.
Okay.
And I don't know, like, my final opinion after researching all this is, if they just called this an exhibition instead of a competition, it would be fine. Like, we're going to put 10 people who are on drugs and we're going to race them down the track and see if they can go faster than the fastest human.
Yeah.
And if they can, guess what? It really doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it kind of like, I guess that's the thing. That's the thing about it. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Okay, like, cool. Like, you cheat a little bit and you're good at it. Like, I'm not impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it might be an interesting spectacle. I'm not going to pretend it's not, it won't maybe be an interesting spectacle, but it's just like how much pride can you have in your win, like, versus an Olympic win? But whatever. Sorry. Yeah. I keep interjecting.
So D'Souza sees, D'Souza has a problem with the Olympics pretty much. He sees the International Olympic Committee, the IOC, as corrupt and greedy, and he wants to eradicate the World Anti-Doping Agency, which he calls a quote-unquote anti-science police force for the IOC.
The fuck are you talking about, bitch?
He also argues that the Olympic system doesn't pay athletes enough, and that the Olympics include too many sports that don't really matter.
Okay, first of all, that's fucked up to say. Second, I'm sure that the people in charge of the Olympics are corrupt and don't pay the athletes enough. I want to say that right now. I'm not like, oh, yeah, don't come for the Olympics. But how the fuck would it be even if there wasn't an anti-doping and it's like half and half people doping, half people clean? Like, how is that going to be fair?
So you're creating a sort of gap between the people who could participate.
Yeah, so I find this argument idiotic.
I also just assumed that every Olympian, at least American, was rich.
Yeah, at least American. I think I have heard some stories of overseas that overcame the odds and weren't rich.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would assume so with Americans.
So you should be happy to hear that, Marissa, that Aaron D'Souza was replaced as the CEO in late 2025.
Why?
Well, in summer 2025, the World Aquatics Organization, they're just called World Aquatics, and I said the in front, so then I felt like I had to finish it with something. Okay. Anyway, World Aquatics, the international federation recognized by the International Olympic Committee for administering international competitions in water sports, adopted new bylaw number 10, which essentially bans anyone from competing or assisting with any of their events. if they, quote unquote, embrace the use of performance enhancing drugs, then they're kind of, I think I said that right. Basically, if they were to participate in the enhanced games, they couldn't participate in any other games, whether they were clean or not.
See, now that's tricky too.
In response, the company, Enhanced, filed an $800 million lawsuit, which basically said they're making it impossible for us to recruit swimmers to our games because they're disqualifying them from every other event. But the lawsuit was dismissed by a New York judge. And then after all that fiasco happened, they put in charge Maximilian Martin, who is now the CEO of Enhance, and he formerly co-founded a Bitcoin mining company. So he's clearly cool and focused on the greater good.
Cool dude.
But part of this is the things that the people are using. Like, they can be FDA approved, but like, you know, if you've ever been sick and you've had to take a steroid, right? I know I'm mixing terms, but basically you're like, ooh, I thought steroids were illegal. No, they're not illegal. You're taking them under medical supervision. They're low. They're also helping you because you are missing something right now. They're going to sort of like boost your system so you can get through it.
Guess what, guys? I put steroids in my eyes every day.
But if you are not using them the way that you're supposed to, that's when it kind of becomes questionable. And if you can find a doctor who goes, I mean, we never tried that before, so yeah, let's give it a shot, right? So most of the research that has been done in a lot of these supplements and things that they're taking have been actually done on animals or in labs, not really with humans. And that's according to Paul Knopfler, a cell and molecular biologist at the University of California, Davis. For example, some animal studies suggest that BPC-157, I believe this is a peptide, and they all have names that are like that, which is really annoying. Because, like I said, I can't remember things well. So I could be asking for like 175 instead of 157, and God only knows what's going to happen. Anyway.
Okay.
Studies suggest that this peptide helps with tissue repair because it accelerates the growth of new blood vessels. But Knopfler said, if you think about it a little bit deeper, this peptide could also theoretically encourage the growth of precancerous cells. So you can't just like, his point is you can't just make up a dose and take it. You have to actually know how it works, and not all of this stuff has been done on people yet.
Mm-hmm.
With further research, the therapeutic dose that could help people could be figured out, but right now it's not done yet.
Okay.
There's no apparent rhyme or reason to the wellness peptide doses that people are taking, he adds. So peptides, has Aaron ever talked about peptides?
Not that I recall.
I just recall that he was hoping that protein wouldn't be so big in the new year. Well, RFK is the one who sort of like opened the floodgates for peptides. And so they're out there and people can take them. But in a way, to me, it feels like you're taking vitamins, where it's like, I know that I'm supposed to take vitamin C so I can get, I don't know, whatever vitamin C does. But it doesn't always deliver, right? Yeah. Like the way that I'm expecting it to. Vitamin D can boost your mood, and it's like, I'll suck down all the vitamin D I can find, but it ain't doing shit to me.
Yeah.
Lots of organizations say the whole thing is bogus. So this is where we're going to find commonality, Marissa. You heard the World Aquatics stance. The International Olympics Committee says, if you want to destroy any concept of fair play and fair competition in sport, this would be a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Sebastian Coe, the president of World Athletics, said, no one within athletics takes the enhanced games seriously. Ooh, that was tough.
Nice.
The Australian Olympic Committee called the idea dangerous and irresponsible. and the CEO of the Australian Sports Commission said, "I cannot see any responsible and ethical person taking the enhanced games. Oh, thinking the enhanced games is even remotely sensible."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Travis Tigert, CEO of the United States Anti-Doping Agency, said that it is farcical and likely illegal in many U.S. states, and a dangerous clown show, not a real sport.
Ooh, you know I love that description.
The China Anti-Doping Agency stated that it is in, quote, firm opposition to any attempt to portray doping as so-called scientific advancements, and calls on the global sports community to stand united in rejecting the enhanced games, end quote.
Okay.
So there are, I shouldn't even say there are some people, most people agree with you, Marissa.
Yeah. Are there, do you have any, you know, it's okay if you don't, do you have any quotes from people who are like, yeah, let's do it?
I mostly took them from the company, but we'll talk about some athletes soon that may have weighed in on that. Okay. But I would also say that as a kid, when Barry Bonds was like wailing home runs, nobody really cared that he was on steroids. They just didn't ask him because they were like, he's awesome and people are tuning in to watch more. So, and then everybody loved Lance Armstrong, right? But then he was enhancing himself as well. So it seems like we have some heroes who are enhanced, right?
And they fell from grace when people found out they were enhanced.
Yes. But when it comes to using enhancement to succeed in your field, I feel like we can look no further than the Kardashianification of pop culture. Get some lip fillers, get a BBL, get some fake boobs. They make you look quote unquote good and they get you followers and attention. Okay. So now with all of these enhancements, you have gotten this sort of audience behind you. And now you might actually be able to get your foot in the door so that you can start Skims or sell a tequila brand or something like that.
Yeah.
It's not to say that the enhancements are your whole thing. You're already good at something, but how can I get myself in front of the right people?
Yeah.
Maybe I need to use some enhancements. I don't know. I don't know.
No, I don't think that's the right answer. I'll go on a limb there and say that.
So who are some people that are competing in these events? These world athletes that, to be quite honest, even if they broke a record for the fastest 100 meter freestyle, you and I still won't know their names.
Yeah, I don't know. Of course not.
Emily Barclay is one of them. She swam for the Arkansas Razorbacks in college, and she swam in high level competitions after that. She's a British athlete who came to America to go to school for and swim for the Arkansas Razorbacks. Okay. If you look at her Instagram, I would just call it Instagram. If you look at her Instagram, you can see that she went from fit to jacked in the pictures on her grid. And that was really just between April or December to April right now. Ben Proud is a British swimmer who won a silver medal at the 2024 Olympics. He says, and this is the one that sounds scary. I think realistically, I've achieved everything I can. And now the enhanced games is giving me a new opportunity. I definitely don't think that it's undermining a clean sport.
I guess, whatever.
His perspective, I think, is aside from the things that he was clear about, when he says, I don't think it's undermining a clean sport, I think he's saying like, well, the clean sport is still over there someplace.
Yeah.
This is a different thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I get that, but also don't hope that we're going to put this record next to the other person's and hold them in the same esteem.
Yeah.
Hunter Armstrong and Max McCusker are swimmers, and both of them intend to compete clean.
Have they ever been in the Olympics?
Yes.
But now, did I understand correctly? Now they can't go back to the Olympics?
That's a good question.
I might have misunderstood something you said. I thought something
No,
happened.
I think you might be right.
Okay.
Unless maybe if they had some sort of documentation, like, because I really like their position where it's like, oh, you think you're fast on drugs? Well, I think I'm fast as I am, and I might be able to beat
Yeah.
you anyway. And
See,
to, if I'm
I'd
on the
watch for
Olympics
that.
committee, I'd be like, yeah, go get Fred
Yeah, I think
Curley.
I will watch it just to see if the people who didn't dope can beat the non-doping people.
Yeah. Fred Curley is an American sprinter and he is competing in the enhanced games. I recognize his name because in 2024, he got mad at the starting blocks in a race and walked off the track. It was like his opportunity to win and set records in some sort of Grand Prix in New York City. But he had a couple of false starts and he blamed the starting blocks for it, the things that you push your feet off of.
Oh,
And yeah, he just got mad and walked out.
that's a cool dude if I ever heard of one.
Now, he has been known to have false starts in many races,
Wow, yeah, that
but it
doesn't
was definitely
describe
the
him at
starting
all.
block's fault. The day after, he lost his sponsorship deal with ASICS, and I thought that was also pretty telling. But I also thought it was kind of cool that they were taking their sponsorship so seriously. Like, this guy's being a bitch.
Yeah.
We don't want to sponsor him anymore.
Yeah.
But he says, this now gives me the opportunity to dedicate all my energy to pushing my limits and becoming the fastest human to ever live.
Okay. Sorry, I'm unenthused.
I didn't copy this person's full name, but I know that she is a female runner and her last name is Collins. And I'm so sorry, lady, but I'm sure you're not listening. She is a decorated international sprinter who has won gold at the US Indoor Championships in the 60 meter. She says, I'm grateful for the incredible medical supervision, training, nutrition, recovery support, and athlete compensation I'm receiving. And I can't wait to sprint on the strip in Vegas this coming May, which sounds like they were holding a gun to her head when she said
Yeah, a little bit.
Defying what was previously thought humanly possible is what powers my success and what attracted me to the games, says Thor Bjornsson.
Oof.
This guy's a big guy. He's apparently a bodybuilder and went into acting because sometimes we just hire people who are comically large.
Yeah.
I
Not
believe,
sometimes, I feel like all the time.
well, I don't feel like this guy's, I don't know. He doesn't, I think that sometimes we hire these guys to play bad guys or like warriors. They don't really get to act per se. I believe what the team at Enhanced is embarking on. This is a good one, Marissa. I can't wait to try and beat my record and shake the floor in Las Vegas. Now he's a bodybuilder and he has the worldwide deadlift record of 510 pounds. He's not competing with anybody. Nobody else wants to try to lift 500 pounds, but he's
Oh.
competing against the record that he set clean.
Oh. Okay. I mean, I guess that's interesting. I don't, is it?
Beatriz Piron is a Dominican lifter who came in fourth at the 2016 Summer Olympics. And I feel bad for her for that because it's like you didn't get the bronze. You were like one out from the medal. So I could see you maybe going, you know what? I'm going to do anything I can.
Yeah.
But to answer a question that you asked earlier, a common thing among these athletes is that they were all born in the 90s. And this means that they are all around or past 30 years old. And a lot of sports don't want a geezer like that stinking things up.
See, I would say that's the one, not that I'm like, yeah, do it, but that's the one place where I thought it was going to go in that direction. Like people who would be struggling to keep up at the age, so they want another chance at it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I could kind of see that.
I would never say that these people are washed up, but I do think that there are some identity challenges that can happen when you dedicate your entire life to success in a field and then you kind of age out of it.
Oh,
So.
yeah. I constantly look at these athletes and I'm like, you're going to go into the deepest fucking depression of your life when you're mid-30s. Like, what the fuck are you going to do after this? Do you even have,
Yeah.
like, I hope you know how to do something else.
But if
I did not
anything,
mean that to sound really mean. I
no,
just meant, like,
I was laughing because I was imagining you watching a sport and just filled with dread the entire time. Like you're watching a football game and you're just like eating chips going, this is so sad.
I actually have said similar things while watching the Olympics.
So if you're at that point, if anything can give you an advantage to keep doing it and succeed, you just might take it.
I'm sorry, I was just gonna say, I consider watching the all old heads doping Olympics.
If they had a geriatric Olympics, I'd be there.
Oh yeah. My dad could compete without doping.
Along the way, somebody must have wondered how that they were going to make money on this. I also have to throw it, I'm going to throw it in right here because the part of the reason that I started this is because I accidentally, like it just fell into my news algorithm. I read a press release about this and I was like, wait, what? At the inaugural Enhanced Games, there is going to be two musical performers, if you will. One is a DJ named DJ Ruckus. Yeah, it didn't do
Okay.
anything for me either.
No.
But the other is
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
The Killers.
What?
Yeah. And
That, come on, killers.
the truth
What are
is
you
they're doing
doing?
it like the event is taking place in their backyard. So I can
Okay.
see why they would be like, oh yeah, sure, why not? We don't even have to like travel to get there.
I
But
guess.
also, what?
Yeah, that's real weird.
Along the way, though, like I said before, somebody must have wondered how they were going to make money on this whole thing. And it expanded into none other than Marissa providing consumers with enhancing products like peptides, GLP-1s, testosterone, and more.
See, I don't like this. I thought you were just going to tell me like they're sponsored by Monster Energy.
According to NPR, these synthetic peptides that people are taking are growing popular among biohackers and wellness influencers. They take them,
Sorry,
they
that
take them
was really weird that I did.
often via injection in hopes that they will enhance athletic performance and optimize health. There are well-known synthetic peptides that are FDA-approved effective medicine. Insulin is one of them, as is the inactive ingredient in GLP-1 obesity drugs. But many of the peptides that you can buy here at this site are at best experimental, and their purported benefits are unproven.
Okay.
Now,
Interesting.
I wanted to end this on a happy note, although sometimes, dear listener, I will admit that happy for me is getting Marissa riled up. So there is a online magazine, I suppose, called Outsports, and they criticized early content on the web page for Enhanced because they were using LGBTQ language like coming out to describe athletes who were openly using performance enhancing drugs.
What? Oh, because I was gonna ask. Outsports is for gay sport people, right?
Yes, and
Or I'm sorry, LGBTQ beyond gay. I'm
right,
sorry.
yeah.
Okay.
But Aaron
Yeah.
D'Souza himself is an out gay man. So it's almost like he was exposed to this language and thought, maybe I can use this to help my business.
Bro, don't fuck with your own like community. What?
So I pulled it's you can't find these pages anymore, but one publication had it copy and pasted And then another one I was able to get some quotes from, but I just thought that they were so wonderful. I needed to share them with you.
Yeah.
As a writer yourself, Marissa.
Okay.
More than 4 million Americans are already part of the growing enhanced community. It takes courage. The International Olympic Committee has weaponized the athletic community against science and against you.
Shut up. What? That's so fucking, what? Stop equating doping with
yeah, here we go. Here we go. Below are some tips to help you on your enhanced journey. You don't have to come out as enhanced. It's really up to you. If you are in an environment that is hostile toward enhanced athletes, remember that the Enhanced Games embraces you. If you think someone you know is enhanced, remember that you cannot force them to come out. But if a friend comes out as enhanced to you, respect their commitment to their health.
Okay, if I was in the LGBTQ community, I would be fucking furious. Are you fucking kidding me? Get over yourself, dude.
Stay in control of the news. If you come out as enhanced, it is important to control the messaging. You are overcoming the dogma that has infiltrated the world of sports. Okay. Allow people to be shocked. Pick a quiet time to tell people. Remember that coming out as enhanced may be more of a process than an event. Don't worry about other people's reactions. Just as lions aren't concerned with the opinions of sheep, so should you not concern yourself with those who cite outdated moral arguments. The enhanced movement is growing in strength. Millions are here to support you.
Y'all, again, I want to make it clear. If you take performance enhancement drugs, I don't care at all. Like, I go for it. I don't care at all. But it's like, I don't know, this acting like you're persecuted yeah. people is like comical. Whatever, man.
And there was an opinion piece in The Guardian from 2024 when people started to notice this language. And that was where I pulled our ending here. Astonishingly, shamelessly, brilliantly, drug-addled athletes are presented here as a marginalized minority group, victims of mass prejudice, and the last frontier of social justice.
Oh, yeah.
The Enhanced Games makes this statement. Doping is a colonial slur that reeks of symbolic and historic violence against both the Black and the enhanced populations and needs to be removed from our vocabulary.
Wait, I'm sorry, and I could be missing. What is it? Why is it a slight to the Black community?
This is the most amazing bullshit. Bullshit so bold and fresh and shameless, you feel like rising from your seat and throwing flowers, applauding wildly.
I mean, it's so bold. That's why I'm asking, because I want to make sure I'm not missing something really obvious. What?
I was wondering if, since it was written by an idiot, if he was thinking like me telling you, hey, you look dope today, is that a Black thing?
No, that can't be that.
Doping is a colonialist slur that reeks of symbolic and historic violence against the Black and enhanced populations.
What? Do they mean something with like the drug war? Or is it equating it to like the drug war that victimized people, marginalized people?
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know, but that's a fascinating thing to say.
Is too dope to be a dope?
I don't know what's happening.
Anyway, everybody, the Enhanced Games will be broadcast live on YouTube during Memorial Day weekend, May 21st through 24th.
Oh, anything on YouTube I consider fake. And that might just show that I'm old. But if it's on YouTube, I'm like, that's not a real thing. Like,
yeah.
like what? No.
One source said that it was going to be shown through the CNN app. And I was like, what the hell? That doesn't make any sense.
Also, call it 570-POD11. Do you use the CNN app? Why would anyone have the CNN app?
Yeah. Although you could also say, why would anybody have the Fox News app? And I'm sure there's a lot of people who have it.
I feel like, I could be wrong, but I feel like people who like Fox News consider it more of a lifestyle than people who watch CNN.
That's true. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's their whole, the fact that they watch Fox News is like their personality. Except someone we know and love who watches Fox News.
Yeah, just because they're funny.
Yeah, so she's the only person I give a pass to. Well, that was interesting. If you have takes and you disagree with me, just say them out loud into the air. And don't call us.
There's a part of me that kind of thinks, like, you know, approaching it from a different perspective and not making it sports and stuff like that. Like, yeah, if you were getting old in your job and you could take pills that were going to like sharpen your senses so that you could remember things better, that sort of thing, that you could be better at your job, would that count as cheating? And I think it would, but also like nobody's going to come after you for that because you're still making money off of you doing a good job.
I'm not saying it's like a cut and dry, oh, that's fucked up. Because again, I have no problem with people taking performance enhancing drugs. You are an adult, do whatever you want. Off the top of my head, I'm like, whatever. I'm not into this. I mean, could you plead a case that I shouldn't be so annoyed? Maybe, but you're not going to plead a case that I'm going to be like, oh, yes, this is equal to the Olympics.
Well, at least in one of the interviews, D'Souza said that part of the reason he came up with the idea was because at his gym, so many people were taking, like so many just normal people were taking performance enhancing drugs so that they could get bigger and more muscular and look tougher and everything like that. So he was like, well, if people are doing it anyway, like, why don't we see just how far they can go?
Why don't we maybe like contemplate why this is happening in our culture right now? Instead of being like, well, they do it, so let's keep it going.
Yeah, yeah. Capitalism is the answer.
You have to
be the best at everything.
My brother-in-law, this is a quick aside, but my cousin's husband, he started bodybuilding in his 40s, like, naturally, you know. And it's like so cool. Like I was like, whoa, you're starting bodybuilding in your 40s. It's kind of awesome. And he was going to go in a competition. He was going like in an amateur competition of people over 40. And I'm like, oh, he's going to totally kill it. And no one else entered. So then they made him go in the pro. And then obviously, isn't that so fucked up? He should have just won because no one else showed up. I think about that all the time, how fucking angry I'd been. Trained so long, like, and then you just like, no, it's here, so go with a bunch of people who have been doing this all their lives. That's an aside, but I'm proud of my cousin's husband who's naturally bodybuilding in his 40s.
So you got anything you want to plug or any final opinions?
Final opinions is, yeah, I find it annoying, but like I said, I might still have to. No, actually, I was gonna say I'd have to watch it just to see how the non-dopers do it.
I'm just going to read an article about it afterward.
Yeah, because I was going to say, guys, no offense, I will never watch anyone's show on YouTube. Yeah, not saying, like, I'm cool or, like, I'm not bragging about it. That's just, like, the one thing. You know, like, when you become older, you're like, nah, I don't want to get into that. I don't, like, even when I was young, I don't like watching YouTube.
It blows my mind when people are like, yeah, I just watch YouTube. Or people are like, I could watch YouTube for hours. I'm like, I don't get it.
I know a lot of people that learn things through YouTube. I can read faster than I can watch a YouTube video. And so I find watching YouTube videos, tutorials infuriating because I'm like, this is so slow. But also YouTube videos have so much like filler and shit. I don't know. Anyway, however, much to my dismay, I don't pay our cable bill. So I'm just going to go with whatever he wants. I think Aaron is canceling DirecTV to give us YouTube Live or something. Mm. So, ew.
That comes with real television channels, though.
Okay, I hope so. I don't know what the fuck it is. I just go along for the ride. We don't want slugs. We don't want drugs. We don't want hugs or coffee and hugs. What we really want is plugs. Woo! So, plugs. Oh, such a good show. Have you seen the trailer or anything for the show Big Mistakes with
I just finished it yesterday.
Oh, I love that show. yeah, there's a show with Dan, what's his name? Dan Levy? Is it Levi Levy? He is a pastor, and what is the plot? Him and his sister do something that looks like a little naughty deed that actually spirals into being a huge fuck up that gets them embroiled like in the middle of like these like mob bosses and total insanity. And you know what? I sound like such a fucking old head, but you know I don't like gory things. But something like that, I would want to watch so bad, but I'm like, someone's gonna get like scalped one of those episodes, or someone's gonna get shot like right in the face. Like shows like that always end up like that. And it was like gritty and fun, but it never had, and someone's head explode. And I was like, this is my favorite show ever.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a fun, like darker comedy on Netflix, I think. It's great.
And it moves fast.
Yeah, it really does. I was so sad that there were only 8 episodes.
Yeah.
Also, can I just say, from what you know about me and my husband, that we like almost nothing in common, he loved the show. I don't know what the fuck he's into anymore. I was like, what? So anyway, how about you?
When this comes out, we are going to be a week away from the official start of the non-steroid WNBA season.
What is the steroid WNBA season? I said season, and I'm going to leave it like that.
Yeah, I don't think there is one. But
yes.
I think this year I'm going to go for the Portland Fire. Okay. It was a new expansion team. I like some of the players that they got. And I'm afraid that the player that I like who's on the Dallas Wings is going to get cut again. Because
why? Is that the team Caitlin Clark is on?
No, she got cut from she already got cut from the team that Caitlin Clark was on.
Aww.
This is the team with the two rookies. Well, this is the team that I was talking to you about, how last year's number one draft pick and this year's number one draft pick are in a relationship and they're on the same team. And it's weird to me.
That's a bad idea, guys. That's a real bad idea.
There have been married couples who have been on the same team in the WNBA, but
that sounds like a bad idea too.
They were married. Like, I feel like there's, maybe I'm naive, but I'm just like, there's like more of a serious contract there.
Yeah, at least a little bit more. Yeah.
And then I think one of them got traded. Not like when it was a married couple, I can't remember which couple, but one of them got traded or went to another team.
Oh, wow.
And within half a season, the other one was like right behind them. And some of the fans of the other team were like mad. They were like, we're only getting her because she's dating so-and-so and we don't really like her. She's not as good as, you know.
I mean, it's probably a fair argument.
So check out the WNBA, guys. You don't hear about two husbands being on the same team in the NBA. So you can get a little bit more drama and a little bit more excitement here at the WNBA.
Well, I would love to hear about two husbands on the same team. That would be just as much drama, different kind of drama. I'd love it. Yeah, I guess that's it, guys. If you want to give us a call, call us at 570-POD-1. You can also email us at
yallheardpod@gmail.com.
And you can catch us on Patreon at patreon.com/yallheard.
Yes, you can. Marissa's got a nice gossip grill out there. We recently welcomed James O'Meara, who became a free subscriber at the Patreon.
Nice.
And somebody else who had like a username and not a real name. So that's why I don't remember what your name is. So welcome aboard, you two. I don't know what you get on the free channel, but It's all yours.
Thanks for listening, guys. Have a nice day. Bye.
Bye. Bye.